Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorsher. Meseches Shavuos is dedicated b'schus Rufua Shleima from Moshe Yosef ben Sarah Rivka.
We're learning Meseches Shavuos Daf Mem Hei. We're going to start from the Mishnah Daf Mem Dal Mem Beis. We're going to start the seventh perek. The Mishnah says, Kol Nishbon Shebetayr Nishbon V'loy Mishalman. Anytime there's a Chiyiv Shavuos HaTayra, the Chiyiv is on the Nitva. The Chiyiv is on the one that would otherwise be trying to get money from him, and he has to make a shvua, or else he has to pay. Nishbam v'loy mishalman, he makes a shvua in order to keep his money. Ve'elu nishbam v'naitlin, and these are the cases of nishbam v'naitlin with fakert, where someone makes a shvua to get the money. And all the cases of shvua sanaitlin are cases of shvua derabanan, because calling a shvua shavatera are nishbam v'loy mishalman. There is no such case midereinsa as a nishba v'naito. There's no such thing. The Nishbam v'naitlin andinim derabanan. Now, for shvua deraisa, there are three shvuas that are there midereisa. There's a shvua of meida b'miksas. Someone who agrees to part of the claim has to make a shvua on the rest of the claim. There's a shvuas eid echad. If there's one aid, one witness that testifies to the claim, so the nitva has to make a shvua to be machish the aid. And then the shvuas hashemrim. The Dalet Shemim, Shem Mechinim, Shem Mesachar, Seicher Sheol, if something happens that it becomes an Einis, or in the Sheol's case would have to be Mesumachas Malacha, they have to make a Shvua that they don't have the Chafetz, that they were not Shaleich Yad in the Chafetz, they were not negligent with the Chafetz, they have to make the Shvua Sashemim. Now the Gemara says, on the Mishnah Kol Nishbon Shibatar Nishbon V'leim Mishalman, the Gemara says, Minolan, how do we know that? And the Gemara brings the pasuk to Amar Krav Alakach Ba'olav Lo Yishalim, Misha Olav L'Shalim Lo Yishvua. We learn that from the pasuk. It says Alakach Ba'olav Lo Yishalim. Vayishteis Yishvua is said by the one that wants to patter himself. The Nitva, he's the one that makes the Shvua. Alakach Ba'olav Lo Yishalim. The Shvua is for the point of not paying. Now the Rishonim point out that this pasuk is by Shvua Sashemrim. How do you know by the other shvuas, meidum miksas in ein echad, how do you know in that case that it's a shvua of nishbam v'loy mishalman as opposed to nishbam v'naitlin? So the Rishonim say that by shvuas hashemim, it's actually an extra pasuk, because by shvuas hashemim, it's impossible to understand the pasuk any other way. If it would say shvuas hashem tia ben shneimim leishalach yadibim lechis re'eyu, that's the lashon of the pasuk, that he has to make a shvua that he didn't steal it, we didn't do shlichas yad, we wasn't b'shei of a chuli. Obviously, it's a shame of making the shvua. The Balabayis has no idea what happened with the chayfetz. So it's obvious that when it says that if something happens, shvuas Hashem tiyiv ben shneim, it doesn't mean that the mafkid makes a shvua that he was b'shei and collects. That's not the normal case that the mafkid even knows about it. Obviously, it's a shamer that's going to make the shvua to patter himself. So since you don't need v'lokach ba'olah v'lo yishalim for the case of shemrim, because that's obvious that's what's happening, you use it for the other shvuas. Now, there's a machlokes Ramban and Ran, whether you need it for shvuas eid echad. Because the Ramban says as follows. He says, v'shvuas meidah b'miksas, that's where you need the pasuk. V'shvuas meidah b'miksas, the pasuk says, ha'kol d'var pesha sheyem ha'kihu zeh. And the Gemara says that Shayim Akiuzem means he's Maidib Miksas. Adol Akim Yavid Vashneim. The Gemara Darshan's Adol here means for a Shvua. So we could be not sure what the Pasuk means. If Maidib Miksas requires a Shvua, what does that mean? Does it mean that the one that's Maidib Miksas has to make a Shvua on the other half and patter himself? Or maybe it means Fakert. That the claimant, the Teveya, since he's Maidib Miksas, the Teveya is going to make a Shvua that he really owes him the whole thing, and he gets the whole thing. It's not clear in the pasuk. So a male, the pasuk by Shemrim, is an extra pasuk, v'lachach ba'olav lo yishalim, to teach you that it's the nitva, that it's the nishbam v'lo yishalim, it's the nitva that makes a shvua to patter himself. But zok der Ramban, by eid echad, we don't need a pasuk. Because by eid echad, the Gemara early on the FM Aleph says, we learn out that Erechad's Mechayiv Eshvua, because it says, L'yakum Erechad B'ish L'chol Oven L'chol Chattas, L'chol Oven L'chol Chattas Hu D'Leikam, Avakam Hu L'Shvua. And Erechad can't be Mechayiv an Einish, can't be Mechayiv Mammon, but Vaistis, he could do something, he could be Mechayiv Eshvua. That's the Gemara early on Mem Aleph. So Zakhtar Ramban, if you're going to tell me that whenever Eid Echad testifies to your claim, the din is that you're Nishba V'naitel, so essentially the Eid Echad is being Kamla Mamet. You could be Maitzi Mamet with an Eid Echad. Navas, you need a Shvua. But Lamaisa, you're going to end up with the money if you're willing to make the Shvua. So that would be called an Eid Echad Kamla Mamet, and that can't be. L'yokim Eid Echad L'chalav and L'chalachatas. Afishnei Eidim. You need to be Yakum Dover. So that I would know without a pasuk to tell you that avada, the din of shvua by eid echad is that the nitva makes a shvua in his potter. The whole pasuk is only for meidim v'miksas. By meidim v'miksas, there I don't know who makes the shvua. Maybe the tadeya makes the shvua to collect the entire claim. They have the pasuk lakach v'lev le'yishalm to tell you that shvua sateya is nishba v'nifter, nishbon v'loy mishalman. But the Ran says that I need the shvua for eid echad as well, because he says that if it wouldn't be for the pasuk v'lokach b'alav le'yishalim, I would say when the pasuk says in an echad is kam l'shvua l'chalav l'chachat esud l'kam avakamu b'shvua, that means the teveya makes the shvua, and the shvua will be mitzurif with the eid echad to be meitzi mamon, as if it's two eidim. Eid echad can't be meitzi mamon alone, but maybe eid echad mitzurif for shvua could be meitzi mamon. So that's why I need the pasuk of alakach b'alav le'yishalim for eid echad as well. That doesn't mean that eid echad is being meitzi mamon. He's not being meitzi mamon alone. Eid echad is being meitzi mamon b'tzir for shvua. So just like eid echad could be mitzurf with another eid echad to be meitzi mamon, maybe eid echad could mitzurf with a shvua to be meitzi mamon. For that, I need the pasuk of alakach b'alav le'yishalim for eid echad as well. That's state in the Ran. So I saw a shein nevart in that Teresh Mu'ah from Rabbi Melchior Rosenbaum from Lakewood. Then he says, what's the svaris of machlokes and Ramban in the Ran? He wants to say, there's a veltz chakira. Is a shvua a birr? Is a shvua a raya that you write because you made the shvua, so we have a birr, we have a proof. It might not be enough to invite some mammon. But the pshat is, whenever there is a mechayev of the shvua, the pshat is, with the additional birr of the shvua, you can be meitzi or be machzik the mammon. Each case, kefi mashu, but a shvua is a birr. Oh no, a shvua is not considered a biru b'chlal. A shvua is b'chlal not a raya that you write just because you made a shvua. It's not a raya. It's not considered a raya b'chlal. The pshat in a shvua is it's ma'ilam yataina. Yataina sometimes is a shvacha taina. You need that for something to strengthen yataina. Not always do you have a schus to taina something. You have a erechon or a meidim mixus which makes yataina a taina garua. You need a shvua to be ma'ilam yataina. But it's not a raya. It's not a biru. Dr. Tayr Shmuel, the Ran is muchach that he held it was a bir. Because he said, without the xeris akas of lokach b'olav yishalim, it's not considered the erechad as being meitzi mamon. The erechad is teaming up with the shvua and becoming like two eidim to be meitzi mamon. You'd only say that if the shvua is a bir. So it could be the Ramban, that Nemdan, that for erechad you don't need a pasuk. Because the Ramban says that if you're going to say that a erechad is going to make a nishba v'naitel, that means the erechad is being meitzi mamon. It's mistabrit to say the Ramban held that a shvua is b'chol not a bir. Navas, you need a shtarker taina. It's ma'ilam yataina, but it's not a bir. So mela, the only bir you have to be meitzi mamon is eid echad, that would be called eid echad being meitzi mamon. That's the shtick from the Derech Shmuel. It sounds like a glot this far. Now the Mishnah goes on. Ve'elu nishbon v'naitlin. The Mishnah says five cases of nishbon v'naitlin. Hasachir, if let's say a worker says he was never paid, and the Malabai said he paid him already. And that we're going to explain later in the Shia, the Sugya. Why does the Sacher get Bishvua? And then you have the case of the Nigzal and the Nechbal, where the Mishnah explains that when you see somebody that broke into somebody's house, Shaloi Bishus, and the Malabai claims that something was stolen, and the one who broke in denies it, or Nechbal, when people see somebody walking into somebody's house and coming out injured, and he claims that the one who was with him injured him, which it makes sense that he's right. So in these cases, Azal Masakin, that you could be Nishba V'naitel. And Kenegde Chashir Al HaShvua, when let's say somebody's Mechuyev HaShvua of Meidu B'Mixas U'Kadayma, but he's a Chashid on the Shvua. He can't make a Shvua because he's a Chashid. He already showed it other times. He lied or he stole. We have Edom that he's a chashid. As a melech, we're not going to let him make the shvua. So Chazal and Masakin that the, in this case, the Teveya makes a Shavua. And Chavani Alpinkasai, the case where somebody told someone to pay his workers, and the Chenveni said, I paid them, but the workers said they never got paid. So in that case, name Nishma V'neitlim and Abal Abayis. And Beis Hashem, we're going to go through a little bit more these cases when we get to the Gemaras on them. And today, Beis Hashem, we'll go through a little bit more Sacher, and we'll go through a little bit the other cases of Nishma V'neitlim in the subsequent Shiur. Now, Taisus and the Rishenim are bothered by Akasha. Why did the Mishnah only talk about these five? There are many other cases in Shas, as well as later in this Mishnah, which in Nishman V'neitel, later in this Mishnah we talk about Pegemis Ksuvasas, if the woman admitted that part of the Ksuv was paid, so she needs a Shmua on the rest of it, and Nerechad made she Perua, if Nerechad says that the Ksuv was paid, then the Isha is a Nishba V'neitel, and Abali Parim Nechse Yisayim Nechasa Mishubadim, and as well as other cases in other places in Shas, both the Masech, the Shavuos, and other places where we have Chazal and Masakin, different Shavuos at an Ishbev and Eitel. So why did it only say these five? There's a Ramban that says that maybe the Eil and Ishbev and Eitel is going on what's later in the Mishnah as well, but it's not so mashma that way. And like Taisa says, it's hard to say Tana Vishaya, because when it says Eilu, you don't say Tana Vishaya. So why did the Mishnah only say about these five? Why? How are they different? Why are only these five in the list, when there are many other different times with Chazal and Masak and Ishba V'neitel? So the Ramban and the Ran say it, Teretz, that these five are different than the other cases of Nishba V'neitel. Because all the other cases of Nishba V'neitel are cases which midairaisa, you're able to get it without a Shvua. And Chazal and Masakin, then you need a Shvua. So it's not the Pshat, the Chazal and Masakin, that you can get it with a Shvua. Chazal and Masakin, you can't get it without a Shvua. It's a different type of a takana. This particular list is a case where Chazal and Masakin knew cases where otherwise, their IC wouldn't get the money at all. And Chazal and Masakin, that when you make a Shvua, you're able to get the money. All the other cases of Shvuas and Shas are fakert. Where really, their IC, you should get the money without a Shvua. And Chazal and Masakin, that you should get a Shvua. So it's different. Now you look at these five cases. Nigzel and Echbal are pretty clear that midiraisa, you wouldn't get the money at all. Because Benson, you don't have any raya. Emesis, and we'll see this in the Gemara Bissel, but Benson, you don't have any raya. Circumstantial evidence is not enough to be mitzi mammon. But Chazal was mekel. Chazal wanted to make a takana for the Nigzel and the Echbal that he should be able to get his money, but they didn't want to make a takana without a shvua. These are cases, you have no raya that he stole anything. You have the Rai was Chayvel. The Edom just see that it's suspicious. But that's good enough. That's at the Kanes Chachamim that you get the money. Now by Sachel, we'll speak about it soon, but these are Shainim and Emingon, and it's a very mistarbe that way, that even though the Gemara says that the Balabayis is Torah B'Payalov, so the Balabayis says that he paid, he might be making a mistake because could be he's getting mixed up, he was Torah B'Payalov. So it's possible that the aside of the Shvua is the emissary the Raisi is mechuyev to pay, because if we're going to say Balabai is tarid b'payalov, so that means he's like a Shema. And when you have a Bari of a Shema, and it's any day in Paraticha, we know for sure the Socha worked. The question is, did he get paid or not? And the Balabai is, we're going to consider like he doesn't know if he got paid, so it's any day in Paraticha, so maybe me the Raisi is mechuyev. And Chazal just made the Shvua, lahafiz daitish of Balabai is in the Gemara's terms. But the Rishonim say Avadanat. Avadah midiraisa, Balabayis Torah B'Payalov is not enough to reject a tainus bari from the Balabayis that he paid. It's a Takanas Chachamim. The Etzim midiraisa, he has a right to say, no, I remember clearly, I paid, and I might mechaver Olav Harayev. But Chazal and Masakin, they know that we're afraid Balabayis Torah B'Payalov. We tell him he has to pay, but of course we make that the Secher should make a Shvua. So this case as well, Lefi the Ramban and the Ran, is a case where midiraisa, you wouldn't have to pay at all, and Chazal and Masakin, that you get the money with the Shvua. Now, Chenveni Alpinkasai, the Ramban says the following. What's the din midiraisa? If someone tells the Chenveni to pay the workers, and the Chenveni says that I did pay the workers, but the workers say that they never got paid. What's it in midiraisa? Taina deraman midiraisa, the workers have to get paid. Because here the Baal HaBayis is a taina shema. He doesn't know if they were paid or not. The Chevani says they were paid. But that's not good enough to make him a taina shebari. He doesn't know if the Chevani is saying the truth. The Srivim are saying that they weren't paid. So he would have to pay the workers Alzeini day in Peraticha. On the other hand, he would not have to pay back the Chevani for the money the Chevani claimed to lay out, because the Chevani has no raya. And the workers are denying the Chevani's claim. So midiraisa, he wouldn't have to pay back the Chevani. So the Mishnah's lashon is Tainat Ramban, Chevani al Pinkasai. The Chevani is Nishba Venaito. It doesn't say the Schirim and Nishba Venaito. So that the Ramban says fits with my teretz. Because the Chevani midiraisa wouldn't have to be paid. And the Rabbanu will misakin that will tell both of them to make a shvuah. And hopefully that will work things out. But if they both actions the chayin and make a shvuah, you have to pay both of them. Where me'ikir adin, you wouldn't have to pay the chenveni. So that's why these four cases, nigzal, nechbal, sachir, and chenveni al pikasei, when you're dealing with the chenveni alone, are different than all other shvuahs of nishba v'naito. All other shvuahs nishba v'naito, midiraisa, you'd be able to collect without a shvuah. These four, midiraisa, you wouldn't collect at all, chazal masakin that you collect with the shvuah. Now, connect the chashin al shvuah, and that bothered the Ramban and the Ran, because if you pass him mitoich she'eni chal l'shava mishalim, so normally a chashin al shvuah would have to pay, period, because since he can't make the shvuah deraisa that's incumbent on him, so I mean, deraisa he'd have to pay without the connect they making a shvuah, and it would seem that chazal al masakin just that you have to make a shvuah. So how does that fit into the list? So the Rishonim say it's actually a machlekes tanom if you say mitaych. We'll get to that in sugyas later. And the Mishnah will be going according to the tanom that hold you don't say mitaych shenichal l'shav mishalim. And according to him, a chashir al shvuah, which can't make a shvuah, would be pater, and chazal masak in the other way, that the kenegda is nishma v'naitol. There's actually a taisis in Bava Metzia, daf hey, that as it said that even if you hold of mitaych shenichal l'shav mishalim, that's only when someone doesn't know. And then you say mitaych shenichal l'shav mishalim. Mashenke nechashid, where he would really want to swear, we're just not letting him swear, you wouldn't say mitaych shenichal l'shav mishalim l'chuli alma, and kenegda nishba v'neitel is a takana to get the money, as opposed that you'd get the money m'ikir adin, and the takana is to make a shvuah. Al-Kopanim, that's the Ran and Ramban's teretz. Why we say only these five? Because these five are different. These five mean they're icy, you wouldn't get anything. Chazal Masakin that you get the money if you make a shvuah, as opposed to all other nishba v'naito, with midiraisa you get without a shvuah, and chazal Masakin that you have to make a shvuah in order to get. Taisa says a different doubt. Taisa says that we're only going to count these that the nitva can't make a shvuah. She'en kenegdin ru'uyin lishava. And explains it a little bit more in Bava Metzia. There's actually a taisa in Ksuvah staff pay, Zayinam and Beis, Divimaskov Eilun Nishban, that says like the Ran and the Ramban. But Taisus here in Taisim of Metzia, and Daflam and Dalam and Beis, he says this teretz, that in this case, we're only counting the cases where the Nitva cannot make a Shvua. Like by Nigzal and Echbal, and by Kenegde Chashir al Shvua, the Nitva can't make a Shvua because he's Chashid. Kenegde Chashir al Shvua, and then Nigzal and Echbal also he's Chashid. And by the Chevani Alpinkasai, the Baal HaBayis simply doesn't know. So, of course, he can't make a Shvuah. And by the case of Sachir, also, the Baal HaBayis is Tarid B'Payalov, so we don't think that he really knows. So, that's why he can't make a Shvuah. So, these five are cases where the Nitva cannot make a Shvuah, as opposed to all the other cases of Nishma V'Neitel. That's when the Nitva could make a Shvuah, just it happens to be we give the Teveya the right to make a Shvuah and collect. Now, it's a little bit schwer. Why is that a different classification? What's the difference if the Nitva could make a Shvuah or can't make a Shvuah? Why is that a different classification? Rabbi Zalman, in Evin Azal, Hilchus Tayyim V'Nitim Perek Gimel Lach HaZayin, says a Geshmak Yisvar. He says what Taisus means is that these five, really the Shvuah is on the Nitva. The Etzem Takana Shvuah by these five is that the Nitva has to make a Shvuah. And the reason why, practically, the Tevei is making a Shvuah is because when Chazal make a shvuah on the Nitva, and the Nitva can't make a shvuah, Chazal don't mind being mapich that shvuah to the Teveya. Be'etzem, the nitva is supposed to be making a shvua, and he can't. So mele we say, oh, so let the teveya make a shvua and collect. So the other cases where the nitva could make a shvua, so the ikatakana of the shvua is tak on the teveya. If it would be on the nitva, the nitva would tak and make a shvua. So the takana of the shvua is on the teveya. That's one case. These cases are unique, that really Chazal made the shvua primarily on the nitva. Chazal said in these cases, the nitva should have to make a shvua. Now the nitva can't. He's chashed. He's tired with payalov. He doesn't know. So that's why it ended up on the teveya. That's why it only says these five. It says the five cases are where the nitva really should have made a shvua, and Chazal, because the nitva couldn't, was mapechit to the teveya. That's the Evan Elzel's right. And now let's see the sugi of sachir. The Gemara has a shayla. The Mishnah had said that a sachir, if the Balabayis said that he paid and the sachir said he didn't get paid, the sachir makes a shua takes from the Balabayis. And the Gemara asks, Maishna sachir kin l'rabbanan d'l'shtab v'shakal? V'asep is by a sachir, the Rabbanan made a takana, you should be able to take and pay. Normally, when someone says, you owe me money, and the other one said, I paid you, you know, but they say, parati, maizgo v'raya. So the Gemara says, "Nakru rabbanu l'shvu mi balabayis v'shadyu asachem mishum kadei chayav." The rabbanu went and took the shvu away from the balabayis and put it on the sachir because of kadei chayav of the sachir. So the sachir should have a livelihood. So the Gemara says, "Mishum kadei chayav the sachir tzimlei la balabayis." But just because the sachir should have a livelihood, we can't say the balabayis. The balabayis time is he paid. So the Gemara's maskana is balabayis tar b'payilavu. The Balabais is tired by Payalov. He's busy. He doesn't know if he paid or not. We're not convinced when he says he paid that he really remembers. He's tired by Payalov. He can't remember. So Mar says, "Valeisav label a shvua." So why don't you give it without a shvua if he's tired by Payalov? So Mar says, "Leilav is daita shabalabais." You want to make the Balabais feel better. So the Tuma Halchem and the Rishayim in the Sugya Taisus is mashma that the site of the Sugya is the din of any day in Peraticha. The halacha is, if you know for sure there's a chayv, someone says you owe me money, and he agrees he owes the money. There's Eidim, he owed the money, and he says, I don't remember if I paid you, I mamish don't remember. So then you don't say a mashmal v'raya. Once you agree there's a cheskes chayv, if you agree you owe the money, you have to at least taina that you paid. If you don't know you paid, and the other one says with a taina is bari that you didn't pay, so you can might see with a taina is bari, even though normally bari v'shem we say lav bari yodif, that's only on the chayv. You say, I borrowed money, you say, I don't remember if I lent you money. So mechatei, say lend your money, bar v'shem, alav bar yodah, for meitzgol v'raya. But once you know you lend the money, it's a cheskes chiyuv, any day in peraticha, then you chayiv. So according to Taisus, it's any day in peraticha, and kipshutai, Taisus points out, even though any day in peraticha, he takes without a shvua, and here the Gemara asks, the male is very good at kasha, v'leisav lei b'lei shvua, and the Gemara answers, l'hof is daita shvua l'vayis, so how come every time, any day in peraticha, you don't give a shvua, l'hof is daita of the malva? I mean, love is night of the life. Teretz is, if Itaka doesn't know, so merely you have no din love is night that Itaka doesn't know. By saying it, the Balabayis remembers that he paid him as far as he can remember. He's tiny and clear that I paid you. So merely you want to might give him a shul love is night day. So according to Taisus, the site is this any day in Peraticha. Kipshutai, it's not the pshat, it's tak any day in Peraticha. That's what the Yishayin and Merais and Kipshutai Taisus also ask him to that. Because Midaraisa, he's saying Klar that he paid. We're not going to say Midaraisa that his, when he says Klar he paid, but we're going to say he didn't because Balabayis Tarei B'Payalov. I mean, it's possible that he remembers. L'charei that kufa is the Takanas Rabbanan. But that was the Takanas Chacham. The Takanas Chacham is to say that Balabayis Tarei B'Payalov gives him a din of a tiny shema. That's kufa the Takana. And Mameli has to pay. And why did they make a shvua? Love is night to Balabayis. But the other Rishayim, the Rimagash and the Mashmai, so the Rif is that way, that's how the Ramban and the Ran and other Rishayim learn up the Rif, that it doesn't blab like a Taina Shema, that's not the Yisayda of the Takana. The Yisayda of the Takana was Kadei Chayav, like the Gemara says. That we want to make sure that a Sacher gets paid. A Sacher Lamaisa, the Baal Bais, is rich, he has the money, the Sacher Elav Vunaisa is Navsha, he's working all day, he mamash needs the Kadei Chayav. We want to make sure he gets the money, we don't want to let the Baal Bais so easily just say that he paid him, maybe he didn't pay him. Now the Gemara's kasha was, so Eva Zoi, why should we misakin from them that the sacher is nimshu v'naito? Let's be misakin a shmuel for the Balabais. That should be enough. That should be the takana. that this Baal Bayis should make a shvua. That should be enough of a takana to give the Baal Bayis to that he'll have a deterrent. He won't be able to stam flippantly dismiss workers and say that he paid them when he didn't. He has to make a shvua. That should be enough. And that the Gemara says, but we have a problem about Baal Bayis to pay love. We're afraid that maybe he'll make mistakes. He'll make a shvua when he really didn't pay. So maybe we'll oike the shvua from the Baal Bayis and put it on the sachi al Baal Bayis to pay love. But the ikka takana shvua is not because he blames in any yedeya. The ikka takana shvua is a kedei chayav. Stop, we don't want to make the Baal Bayis have an easy way to dismiss the worker. The worker is a poor man, he needs the money. We don't want to make it easy for him. Now the reason why we're misaking the shvua in the Baal Bayis, that's because Baal Bayis started b'payilav. And so what's the Gemara's kasha v'leisavlei b'lei shvua? The Rishonim are matchik a little bit. That the pshat is that since v'nishvi, the sach is a poor man, and for whatever reason, it's not practical to make it, that the Baal Bayis has to make a shvua, because Baal Bayis started b'payilav, so good, so let's forget about the shvua, let's just say he has to pay. And that the Gemara says, no, then the Baal Bayis will be all upset. The Sacher could be taking advantage of him. So we make that the Sacher should make a Shavua. Now, Kulmin is an Afkamina Lalacha here between these two Mahalachim. Between Tais Mahalach is that the sign of the Takana was that the Baal Bayis blames in any Yedeya. And then the Etzemi has to pay. Novas then, now we made that the Sacher should have to make the Shavua. Stam Lov is Dai Tisha Baal Bayis. Or no. The sign of the takana was that really the Baal Bayis should have to make a shvua. Now, not them that we made it, we'd make it the takana of Baal Bayis has to make a shvua, but that won't work out because he's tired of a pilot. So, mela kru rabban on the shvua, mi Baal Bayis, when it's luwa sachet. Because the shach brings down from the marinchai brings, the shach is in pay tests, right? If an art, the marinchai brings the machalikis yishainim, do you say hipach shvua here? We had before in the sixth parak the union of hipach shvua, by shuas hesis. Right, we have the din of Shuas Hesis. Someone says, you owe me money, you owe me $100. Chazal Masakin, that you make a Shuas Hesis. Chazal allowed you to mahapach the Shua. You could say, listen, I don't make Shuas, but if you want to collect, you have to make a Shua. You mahapach the Shua. Normally he's an Ishma of an Iftar. He's mahapach the Shua, the other guy will be an Ishma of an Eitel. But we pass him by other Shuas, you don't say Mabchina. By other Shuas, you don't say Mabchina. If you have to make a Shua, you can't say, I don't make a Shua. And Mela, you make the Shvua. And Mela, I'll pay you if you make the Shvua. Or you'll be part if you make the Shvua. You don't say that. But the Marechai Bruna Machloikis by Sachet. He says that the Rimagash held that the Sachet could go and tell the Baal Bayis, you make the Shvua. The din is the Baal Bayis, the Sachet is Nishma V'naitel. But the Sachet says, I don't want to make a Shvua, but I want you to make a Shvua and be Nifter. Okay, if the Baal Bayis is masking to make the Shvua, fine. But if Baal Bayis says he also doesn't want to make a Shvua, he's going to have to pay. And the lashon of the Rimagash is because you could say Efshe b'takanas chachamim. You could say Efshe b'takanas chachamim. You only said I should make the shvua. So takanas chachamim. I could say Efshe b'takanas chachamim. Shach is very bothered by that. Shach says, why should it be different than any other shvua? He wants to fataiches the Rimagash differently than the Mardchai. He says all he means is that he can mahapach because legar from a shvua sesis. He can mahapach the shvua sesis shabai. But the flaw there in Chayshim Mishpat, there on the page in Chayshim Mishpat in Sim Pei Tes, he says, this is the pshat in the Machlokes Rishonim. If the sign of the Shvua is, Be'etzim Chazal Masak and the Baal Bayis has to pay because he's Torah B'Pail of its any day in Peraticha. Novas then, L'Hof is Night the Shabbal Bayis, they said the Sacher has to make a Shvua. So the Sacher can't be Mahapach that Shvua. Chazal Masakin has to make a shvua. That's when the Baal Bayis mechuyev to pay. It's any day in Praticha. But Chazal said the Sacher has to make a shvua. It's a takana for the Sacher to make a shvua. You can't be mahapach to the Baal Bayis. You don't want to make the shvua, so you're not going to get your money in Zehu. But if you say the other way, that Be'etzim Atzk Dechayiv of the Sacher, they made that the Baal Bayis should have to make a shvua. Now it's Baal Bayis Torah B'Poylov. They took the shvua away from him and they gave it to the Sacher. So that's called the takana for the Sacher. The Sacher could say, Yevshim et takanas chachamim, the second takana. I don't want the second takana that took away the shvua from Baal Bayis and gave it to me. I'd rather it by the first takana that belongs by the Baal Bayis. So mele, he could be mahapach the shvua. He could say, no, I'm not making the shvua. Okay, the Baal Bayis should make a shvua and become pater. So here's an afkamina la'alacha. If you hold the yisaitis, it's an any day in Praticha, betzim is mechuyev to pay. Nevertheless, then they made it the Takana Nesach has to make a Shvua. So it's a Takana Nesach should make a Shvua. He can't be Mahapach that. That's a Takana for the Baal HaBayis, that the Sacher should make a Shvua. He can't say, Yavshi with the Takana Skachamim. So the Baal HaBayis could insist, no, if you want to get the money, you have to make a Shvua. I'm not making a Shvua. You have to make the Shvua if you want the money. Mashengen, if you say the Davir is dumb, that's some Chazal and Masakin that the Baal HaBayis has to make a Shvua. Mishum Kdei Chayav. Now, story of Bapayalov, they were even more makel. And they said, not only the Baal HaBayis has to make a Shvua, but I'm going to trust him with the Shvua. We'll let the Sacher make the Shvua. We'll mapach the Shvua onto the Sacher. We'll let the Sacher be Nishbev and Iftar. But the Sacher would rather forget that the Baal HaBayis makes the Shvua. The Yashut Kodesh Chum, he could be mapach and make the Shvua that the Baal HaBayis should make the Shvua. That's what it says in that flaw to explain the Mardechai that brings us Machlokes Rishonim if he can mapach the Shvua as a Sacher. Now let's see the Gemara Vayta. The Gemara is more Shakli Vitari. The Gemara talks about the Ksitsa. That by the Ksitsa we say Ksitsa is Mitcha Dachir, so Mele Baal HaBayis could make a Shvua. And Taiz explains, what do you need the time of Ksitsa Mitcha Dachir? Typically the Ksitsa is any day in the Schayafti. Taiz L'Shitasa, it says that the problem is any day in Peraticha. So if there's a Shaila what the Ksitsa was, that's any day in the Schayafti. So Taiz says, but here we have another reason why with an any a day you'd be Chayiv. It's like Chamshin Yadana, Chamshin Le Yadana. If you made them a Mixas, you made it to a lower Ksitsa, and you're arguing about the rest of it, and you're a Tarid B'Payalov, and it's sad that you don't say Ksitsu Mitchadaki, you say Tarid B'Payalov, so that would make you an Eini a day on the other part, so you'd say Mitechshin Echol Shav Mishali. And then Gemara talks about Avazmane, Gansu Sugi Sagamar. Then the Gemara brings down a Chiddush Din, Amrav Nachman Am Mishmu, Leishan El Shesachar Be'edim, Avasachar Shaloi Be'edim, Mitech Shiachaloi Malei Schaitich Ma'ilam, Yachaloi Mischaitich Manasati Lechascharech. If we know that there was a skiris, so Meli can tainai I never hired you. He can only tainai I paid you. So then we let the sacher be nishbev v'naito. Mashengen, if he could tainai I never hired you, he has a mingli. He could have said I never hired you. So Taiz is bothered, and Taiz shitasa it's a problem. It's a worse problem than in the Rishonim. The whole point was saying why the Baal HaBayis not Neman is because he blames like a tainai shema. He blames like an eini yadeya. So what's a mingli going to help? If you have a bari v'shema of any day in Praticha, so you say, as a mingle, you could have said, I do know that I paid you. Okay, so that's not going to help him. A mingle says he's neman with a taina he's saying now because he could have said a better taina. Okay, so be maimon of this taina. He's saying any day. And the din of any day is that he has to pay. A mingle is not going to help him if Chazal are considering him a shema. So Taisa says a teretz, Hacha came and ain't a tain shema le bari. Since he's tiny that he's not Shem, he's tiny his vada, and he has a migui, so he'll have Shem Ayim in him. Avagashe ain't le migui, and him, and the Shem is Shokach, etc. So, Ulshveh, how is he answering the Kasha? In Manushach, if he has a right to tiny that he knows, so he's been having without a migui, might as well have a right, he could tiny parati. Elamai, even though he's saying he knows, we think maybe he doesn't know. So what's the migui going to help? So the Stipul learns that the Pshat in Taisus is that the Etzim, when he says he knows, if the Pshat is his Torah B'Poyalov, he is somewhat lying. Because he shouldn't be saying it with a clerk that he knows, even though it seems to him that he paid. But if he's really Torah B'Poyalov, he shouldn't say, I know for sure. So there is some Sheker involved. It's a type of Sheker which is common. We don't just have to assume that he's a Shakran. Sometimes when people think that they pay in, so they kind of turn it into the mirror head to say, no, I know for sure, I know for sure, when deep down they really know they don't know for sure. Just like the Gemara says, when it's a matiz man chiyuve rami nafshi umidkar. The Gemara says that if it's avaz manai, we say that the Baal HaBayis is Naman. Because we're not going to say he's Torah B'Poyalov anymore, because it's Rami Nafshi Umidkar. He'll remember. Now Taisa explains that once he already said before this man that he's sure he's going to stick to his guns. And if Shad is deep down, he really knows what the story is. He really knows he's not so sure. So there is some sheker going on here. So that is what Taisa is saying like this. That Stamazai, the guy's going to shy, I know. Okay. Chazal don't really believe him. It's very Yitachin. He doesn't really know for sure. He's just saying he knows for sure. It's Yitachin. He's Torah B'Poyalov. He doesn't know. But anyone like that, if you'd have an option to say L'Shechticha Ma'ilam, he would do it. Because why should he say the Taina, which he deep down knows is really not true? I mean, really, he doesn't know for sure. He was Torah B'Pailam. If he wants to be completely honest, he would say, I don't remember 100%. I think I paid, but I don't know 100% sure. Why should he say that and say that he's 100% sure when he could just as easily say that he never was Seichem Ma'ilam? So since he didn't say he was never Seichem Ma'ilam, so L'Chayr, that means that he really is 100% sure. Because if he wasn't 100% sure, rather than saying he is 100% sure that he paid, he'd rather say, I never was Seichem Ma'ilam, and that would even be better. So when we know he was Seichem, so then good. We don't believe him. He's saying he's 100% sure. People tend to lie about that. Even when they're 90% sure, they say they're 100% sure. But he's Torah B'Pailam. He's not 100% sure. So merely we say to Skiz Nishma V'Naitel. Hashengit, if he had the option of saying that L'Shechticha Ma'ilam, if he was lying and he's really only 90% sure, he wouldn't have said he's 100% sure. He would have said L'Shechticha Ma'ilam, which is a better taina. Anyway, he's not saying the exact MS. So he might as well say a better lie. So that's why he's Nem B'Migui. And Mrs. Zalman says a little different. Mrs. Zalman is in same on Ilchus Tayyim V'Nitan Perek Gimel Lach HaZayin. He says the pshat is that the etzim he's tining Bari. It's a chiddush from Chazal to say that we're not accepting that Bari. He's tining the Bari. He's tining I am sure. Now we're saying, no, we don't accept your tiny, you are sure. So we're taking away from him the tiniest parati because of Torah B'Payolov. So Zogti Mrs. Zalman is Maz Mrs. Zalman Pshat and Taisis. If all you have is a tiny of parati, we took away that tiny. We don't allow this Taina Parati. The Taina Parati becomes any day in Paraticha, and the Mela Yechayev, the Sacher is Nishma V'Naito. Masha'en Kain, you still have the Taina of L'Shechticha Ma'ilam. If you have a Migui to that Taina, I'm not coming with a Taina Parati. I'm coming with a Migui of L'Shechticha Ma'ilam. The Migui I still have. Chazal only took away the Taina when you need the Taina of Parati as a Taina. That Taina we took away from you because Balabayin started B'Pailov. It's the Takanas Chacham to take it away. That's in your Taining Bari. We took away that Taina if that's the Taina you're having, a Taina's Parati. But if you're having a Taina mitzad the Migli, we never took it away. There's no point to taking it away. You could always Taina Takal as K'ticha Ma'ilam. So Mele, we allow you to have the Taina's Parati because you anyway have a Migli to sell as K'ticha Ma'ilam. That's what Mrs. Alman's Mahalach. Al-Kabanim, that's what the Gemara says, that any time the Balabayin says a Migli, he could have said, L'Shechticha Ma'ilam, so Mela, he's Nem and the Sach is not Nishba V'Naito. So the Gemara says, Amir Rav Mecham, Kama Mal Yosh Meitza, Zagaval de Gesugya, he has a Migla L'Shechticha Ma'ilam. Amir Rav Mai Mal Yusuf, Im Kein, Shua Shem, D'Chai Rechman, Eichem Mishkachas Lo. If you're going to say such a thing, that when you have a Migla, you have L'Shechticha Ma'ilam, so you don't say the Ski is Nishba V'Naito, because the Balabayis is Nem with the Migla, so my mal yusim kein shuas hashem mechem mishkachas la mitayich shiachalayim loy dvarim ma'ilam mechalayim loy nensu. So why can't every shema say that you have a pikadon? So I taina that it was nensu. So he's saying I need a shmua. No, I could have said I never had the pikadon, or he could have said he returned the pikadon. So why can't he pater himself with a shmua with the taina that amigo that he could have said that he never had the pikadon, returned the pikadon? So the Gemara says, Dafgale be'edim. No, that the Gemara says, no, he could have said he returned the pekan. So the Gemara says, Dafgale be'shtara. So that's a raya, Michal tevayu svilu, amavgetz gavay be'edim. Ain't so glags be'edim, b'shtar, so glags be'edim. And then Echanami, whenever he could have said he didn't have the pekan, like there was no edim, or if he could have said he returned the pekan, there was no shtar, he wouldn't be mechliv to make a shu of nensu. When do you have to make a shu of nensu? Only in the case where the pekan was a pekan b'shtar. Where there, you can't say that you never had it, you can't even say you returned it, because he has a shtar, shtarach ben my boy, the only tiny you'd have is nensu, and that's why you'd have to make a shvua. So the two nidainim, the two shailos we shine them discuss in this sugya. One is, what's Rava asking a shailom? Ihachi, so how could the Torah say that you make a shvua as a shaymim? Why don't you have a migui of anxiety, a migui that I never got it, why isn't there a migui? Why is that? Why is that good according to Rav? And it was, what was Shmuel Mechadish? Shmuel said a parsha to Zach, you have a migoy that I never was Shechticha Ma'ilam. You never been migoy. So Rav is asking, if it's true, you never been migoy. So how come by Yeshua Shem you never been migoy? But what's Rava's taina? Why shouldn't he be named b'migoy? Why shouldn't he be named b'migoy by the case of Voskatichim Ailam? And why shouldn't he named b'migoy by Shua Shem? And what's the shaykh? L'chay, we have a klal of migoy. Why shouldn't migoy work? What's the need in here that they're discussing? And second of all, and this is related to the first thing, L'maisa Geret, we don't find in Shas a din that the only make Shua Shemrim in a case where you mafkid b'shtar. We don't find such a thing. We find Shua Shemrim all over Shas. We don't find that the whole din of Shua Shemrim is dafkon you mafkid b'shtar. Whenever you weren't mafkid b'shtar, you always wouldn't make a Shua Shemrim because you have a migad exact. We don't find this asach. The Ramban brings even a bigger raya, because the Ramban says we have the din of Shemir Aveda. The Gemara is a discussion in Bava Kamma. In the sixth parak, if Shemir Aveda is a Shemir Sachar or Shemir Chinam, and the Gemara talks about if you're a Tain Tain is Ganav by a Shemir Aveda, which Tain Tain is Ganav always needs a Shmua. Is there a din of Tain Tain is Ganav by Shemir Aveda? Now, Shemir Aveda Mimanav Shechi says, if you made a star, you're no longer a Shemir Aveda. You're not a Shemir Aveda anymore. If the Baal Bayis knows that you found his Aveda, and he went and made a shtar with you, so now you're not a Shemer Aveda. You're a Shemer of whatever new Pekadon he had with the shtar. Elamai, a Shemer Aveda is a regular case. You found an Aveda. You didn't return it yet. And you're watching the Aveda. And then you find out who it belongs to. But by that time, it was stolen. So you're a Shemer Aveda. You have to tain it. Tain is Ganav. And you see from the Gemara, the question by a Shemer Aveda, if you tell Tain is Ganav by a Shemir Aveda, someone who's watching an Aveda, and he says it was stolen, and we find that really he stole it, so he has to be careful, like a Tain is Ganav, and it's only with a Shmua. So you see klar, that even though he didn't get it b'shtar, he still had to make a Shmua, he wasn't now b'migad echzarti. Balak upon him, that's the Chayr Stam, like the Yishayim saying, Gan Shas, you don't find that the whole din of Shmua is a Shem is dafka when you mafka with a shtar. So what is the Teretz? Why don't you say migoy? And is that going to stim with Shmuel that you say migoy of l'eskatichem ha'olam? This is the discussion of the Rishayim. So first we're going to say over the Shita of the Rimagash, a very chudishtik Shita, the famous machlokes, the famous shaila, if you say migoy after mishvua. The Rimagash and the Rambam also, and Hilchos Chivus, Perek Beis, Halacha Ches, they hold that the reason why, by Shemrim, you're not Neman without a Shvua, because you have a Migul that you could have said that you never got the Bekadon, you returned it, is because Migul after Mishvua Le'emrinan. A Migul works if you'd be Chayiv Mammon, and you'd be able to pati yourself for Mammon with a Taina. So Migul, you could have said that Taina to pati yourself for Mammon, so mainly you pati for Mammon even with the other Taina. But if you're Chayiv a Shvua, even though you have a taina and a kodapati from the shvua, migul laftur mishvua lo yamrina. And the Rimagash is mazma, that's what the shakla v'tayiv of this gemara is. By the case of Shmuel, also it's a migul laftur mishvua. The Rimagash l'shitasai, that he holds that really a shvua sacher is a balabayis is chiv. He just flipped it to the sacher, like we explained earlier in the shir. But if you want to say the balabayis is neman, to say that he gave him the scar b'migui that he could have said that he never was seicher me'olam. So Kumtais is patering himself from a shvua, which will later be flipped on the sacher, and then the sacher can be nishma v'naito. Rava holds, if you're going to tell me a migui patters you from a shvua, so every shvua is a shame, a migui should patter you from a shvua. So that the Gemara answered, that shvua is a shame could be talking about your mafga with a shtar, you don't have a migui of la'edvar me'olam, you don't have a migui of exarti. And that's the case, you'd have to make a shvua. But halacha l'maisa is avada. Not that way, like we spoke. Because halacha l'maisa, migul afturi mishvua lo yamrinan. So we have to understand the svara, the rush. He brings it down. He says, I don't understand the svara. What's the difference shvua and mammon? He says, shvua is also mammon. Shvua means that if you don't make a shvua, you chayiv mammon. That's what a chayiv shvua is. A chayiv shvua is that you need a shvua to protect your mammon. So have a migul to protect the mammon. What's the chilek mammon and shvua? So various achrayim speak about it in Siman Reish Tzadik Vav. There's a sma and a levush and a taz over there. Rav Baruch Beis speaks about it by Metzias Siman Yud Gimel. Rav Shach in Taim V'Nitan. The disciple speaks about it by Vabasu and Kilas Yankiv Siman Chav Beis. But the basic idea of the Terutzim are, if I understand correctly, And Steinfeld says it this way, the Taz is mashma, that a migli is not a bir. A migli, you're not sure. A migli is a suffix. A migli is a psa. V'araya, the rimagash holds migli loitzi layam rinon. Migli doesn't mean that we're 100% sure. Migli means that you can't be mighty for me because I have a migli, so it's like a suffix. Or maybe like a raiv. That raiv also. And achimam and achareiv, you can't be mighty mom with the raiv. When there's a chiyav shmua, the pshat is that you have to mivare with the shmua. You have to mivare with the shmua. A migli is not a bir. When the pshat is, I'm going to be chayiv mamon. But now I have a migli, so you can't be mighty mamon. I have a migli, so you can't be mighty mamon for me. I don't have to mivare it. You have to prove it. Mitzvah ve'avar ayah. Then the mal you'd be able to mitzvah mamon. But now I have a migli, so migli I can machzik in my mamon. But a shvu is a pshat. The Torah is mechayiv you to mivare it all yidei shvu. A migli is not a bir. That's how the stipler puts it. Rav Baruch Ber says that a migli is a shvu is a chiyuv. I can mechayiv. This is like a chiyuv mamon. I have a chiyuv shvu. I have a right to demand a shvu from you. In this situation, the Torah says I don't have to take anything from you but a shvu. So you have a migli. I don't have to accept your migli. The Torah is mechayiv a shvu. What do I have to accept your migli for? If I'm mamon, I have no right. I say I'd be able to invite you mamon, but you have a migli. So the migli pushes me off. A shvua, there's a chiv shvua here. There is a chiv shvua. It's a metzias. It's a chiv. Novas then, you want the migli to replace the shvua. Who says the migli replace the shvua? Al kaponim, that's a sheet that's Rimagash and the Rambam that migli left to him is shvua layam rinan. The Rimagash brings the raya. He says, maidu b'miksas. Why you chayiv a shvua? You have a migli. You could have been kai for a kail. It's a little strange why the Gemara didn't bring the raya. Why didn't we only bring a raya from shvua sashemim? He says, I have another raya. Eid Echad says that you owe money, you have a migli. The Rosh asks the Kashi, he doesn't know where the migli is. Well, the Chari means in a normal case where Eid Echad says you owe money, not that Eid Echad says that this particular thing you're holding belongs to someone else, whether you have no migli. But the Eid Echad says you owe money. So you have a migli. You could have said, I returned it. A lot of times you have a migli. And you see, you make a shua say Eid Echad. So the Rishayim answer, the Rishayim here, don't all like the Rimagash, the Ramban, the Ran, the Rosh. They say, Maitiv Mixas, they don't hear is Kasha, Fakert. If anything, is a Kasha on the Rimagash, because there's a Gemara in Bamatsiyah, Daf Gimel, and in many other places, that asks this Kasha Lechayr. It says, Maitiv Mixas, Taini Yeshava, Taisis Chazok, and on the May is Panuf Nebal Chayvai. So it sounds like the Gemara is really asking the Kasha, why is he Chayav Ashur Maitiv Mixas? It could have been Kayfer Akail. And the Gemara is answering, because ain't on the May is. He wouldn't be May is Panuf to be Kayfer Akail. Other Rabban Achrayim discuss how you learn the Gemara Lefi the Rimagash. What was the Gemara's kasha? If Migin Laftir Mishvu Laim Rinan, so what was the Gemara's kasha? What was the Gemara's teretz? That's an Arichus, not for now. And about the kasha for Meid Echad, the Ran and the Rashba say an interesting teretz, which is negate a little bit to the sugi we're going to have later about Naska the Rabban, but maybe we'll speak a little more then. That they say Eid Echad, if you don't count it Eid Echad with a Shvua, the Eid Echad is like two Edom. So a migli against an Eid Echad is like a migli connected Edom. Eid Echad says you borrowed money. You say, no, I didn't. The Eid Echad's lying. I did not borrow the money. You have a migli. You could have said I returned the money. Kol kama, you don't make a shvua to machish the Eid. The Eid is kishnayim. The Eid's mamash isn't like two Edom. So we're not going to believe you, migli. It's a migli connected Edom. If you say you returned it, fine. Even if two Edom says you borrowed money, you could say you returned it. That's what Gemara says. Hamavas krev Edom, ain't sarach lefer Edom. But if you say La Adam, you say La Yedvarim Ma'ilam, I never borrowed the money. It's Keneged Eid Echad. Kol Kami, you didn't make a Shvua Echad's Kishnayim. But Al Kapanim, that's the first pshat in the Gemara, the Rimagash and the Rambam that hold Migul Lefturim Yeshua Leim Minan, and that's why Yeshua Sashemim, you don't say a Migul. The other Rishayim learn that there's a chsarn with the Migul. Bad Masin, you'd say a Migul, but there's a problem with the Migul. Taisa says, Niran. They say it's a migda aza, because if you say I never hired you, that's a aza. Then he knows you're lying. Then he sees that you're a complete and total liar. If you say I paid you, that's not so bad, because he also understands Baal Bayis Torah B'Payalov, and he understands it could be you making an honest mistake. So Mela, that's a sign with the migli. You're telling me if he says he paid him, he's now with the migli could have said I never hired you. To say I never hired you is a big aza. Then you're just showing that you're a total outright lie. I worked for you. You hire me and you're saying it never happened? How could you have such a chutzpah? By Hashem, if you say, I paid you already, good. So maybe you thought he paid. He paid the other workers. He thought he paid me too. That's the shvet. So that's the chesaron with the migah. It's a migah da aza. So on that, Rava asks, so what about Shuas Hashemim? Shuas Hashemim is also a migah da aza. Because if you say that an oinus happened, so fine. As far as he could tell, he's being honest. If you say he never was mafkat to you, you say he returned it, that he knows that you're lying. Out and out lie. So again, he's saying a migui that he should be never to say that it was nenas, but migui that he could have said that he never had a pekadin or he returned it. Nenas is a pshat is, I have no idea that you're lying. Mashen came here, you're telling me something which I know is a lie. It's right to migui da aza. So Rava was bringing a raya from Shuas Hashemim that migui da aza doesn't work. And that's the maskanas asugya. I've had the migui works left to him ishvua. But now when it's a migu da aza, now when you're making a taina now, which he doesn't know if you're lying or not, the migu that you could have said a taina, which that he knows you're lying, that's called a migu da aza. The Rashba says pretty similar. He says you don't say a migu when someone says a taina, and we're afraid that maybe he's not being so medactic, you don't say a migu because he could have lied. Because maybe he's not a liar, but he's a type that's not so medactic. So here, you're telling me he's nemut to say that he paid, but migui that he could have said I never hired him. Well, he's saying that he paid. There the pshat is, it could be he's not 100% sure that he paid, like we talked before, but he's just saying that he's sure, that people do. But to go and say something which he knows for sure didn't happen, that it happened, that people don't do so much. So the Gemara asks, so what's the Gemara's raya from Shaimim? He says, Shaimim is the same thing. To say an einus happened, very often, it's a judgment call. You want to know what happened to the chayfetz? I tell you an einus happened. Maybe you were negligent. I say, no, I wasn't negligent. I took care of it completely. An einus happened. But deep down, you know that it wasn't so pashut that you weren't negligent. Maybe it is called negligence. You're deciding that it's not negligent. That's a judgment call. That's why the Torah says make a shvua. To make sure you're not being mayor heter. So you don't say then that you now b'miga that you could have said l'schartim ayla because he's saying b'didami. So l'maisa, halacha l'maisa, that's what the Rishayim are saying. The miga by shemim don't work either because it's a miga da'aza or because your cheshish that he's saying b'didami. That's why the miga by shemim doesn't work. So Rishayim explains to Eivazai. So Rav asked that kasha to Rami Bar Chama. And the only teretz was that Shuas Hashemim is by Mafkin Minei Bishtar. That's the only teretz. Because if you believe in this Migoy, so Shuas Hashem would have to be only in the case of Shtar, otherwise you'd have a Migoy. And we hold not that way. Avad the Kol HaTerah Kula, like we said, in Kol HaShas Kula, we know that Shuas Hashem is even when you're not Mafkin Bishtar. Elamite is no such Migoy because it's a Migoy da Oza, or B'didami, like we explained. So why should we pass it like Shmuel? When he says, L'Yishkartich Ma'ilam, what's the migui to say l'skartich ma'ilam? It's right to migui does. It's right to be the dummy. So the Rishayim amaz with a shackle of a tari like this. Schir is a takana. Then you could say the Chazal are only misakin it in a case so he has no way out. We have Edom, he was sachar be'edom. So Mela, we say, he wants a taina parati. So we say, no, ba'albay is tari ba'ilav, the sachar is nishma v'naitel. But Hashem, when he has a way out, he could have said l'skartich ma'ilam. Even though Avada, we understand the weakness of the migui. It's a migui da aza, it's a migui b'da dami, however you want to learn. But that wasn't part of the takana's chazal. Since it's only a takana, so b'tayna kol dehu, they said that you don't have that takana. That's what Shmuel holds, and that's fine. Now Rami Bar Chama went and said, kama ma'alya hashmaitza. That means Rami Bar Chama is saying that Shmuel's mukhrich. It has to be the way. There's a migui. So Rava says, 1 second. Kama ma'alya hashmaitza. You think it's mukhrich? No. Shuas Hashemim. So Rabbi Bachama said, okay, Shuas Hashemim is with a shtar. But that we don't paskin like. So Avada, it's not mukhrich. But is it possible to say that skir is an exception and will allow a migida azu, will allow a migida dami because the whole thing is the takana? Yes, and that's what Shmuel said. So Mel, that's how the Rishayim explained the shak of Italia. We paskin like Shmuel, even though by their eyes it wouldn't be called a migui, like you see by Shuas Hashemim. And we don't hold of the teretz of the afkimei b'shtar. But by Sacha, which is the Kanas Chachamim, we allow such a migui. Now, Lagabe Migida Aza, so here there's a big shmuz in the Rishayim, because the Rishayim bring a raya from a first Gemara in Bava Basra, Daf Lamed Vav, that you do say migdas. Because the Gemara says like this, there were some goats that got into somebody's field and damaged, it caused damages. They ate the produce in the field. Now, the owner of the field has the goats. So the Gemara says like this. The Gemara says he claims damages. He's allowed to claim, we'll believe him, even though there are no witnesses about the damages. We don't know the extent of the damages. It's only his claim. But we accept his claim up to how much the goats actually cost, because he has a migui. He could have said, I bought the goats. He's a muchzik on the goats. He has them. So since he has a migui, he could have said he bought the goats. He's nemun b'migui to say that the goats damaged up to the amount, up to the price of the goats. So the Rishonim say, that sounds like a migui da'aza. Because if he says he bought the goats, the guy knows he's lying. If he claims damages, how does the guy know he's lying? He has no idea. He doesn't know what the goats did. So vaystais, the migui da'aza works. So what's the pshat over here was saying that shuas Hashem don't work because it's a migui da'aza? You can't say that it was nenas, the migui, that you could have said that you returned it or you never got it, because nenas, he doesn't know, and returning it, never got it, he knows. So how does the guy with the goats, the damage, the goats that caused damage, how could he say, how do we believe him about the damage? When migui could have said he bought it, maybe he wouldn't say he bought it, because that's da'aza, that he knows that he's lying. So the Ran says, gavaldigi yisayin, the migui da'aza, it works for mammon, but it doesn't work for shvua. Even though he holds migui is lafter mishvua, but it works for mammon and it doesn't work for shvua. The shaila is, what's the pshat? The rimagash holds, stop, no migui works for shvua. But you hold migui does work for shvua. So, elamai, it's not called a migui, because migui means he could have tied it that, but he wouldn't want to tie it that, because it's a azah. So that should be a problem with mammon. And if you say by mammon it works, the Kumtes is saying it doesn't mind being mazed. So that should work for Shmuel. What's the chiluk mammon and Shmuel? Like, I have a migui da'aza. The Shach says, Aloshin, since it's a migui geruah, it works for mammon and not for Shmuel. What's the pshat? So the Tumim says, it's in klalei migui, ice pay aleph. He says very simply, he says a regular migui is a birr. We know for sure he's saying the truth, because he could have said a better lie if he's lying. A birr works for Shmuel also. Mashenkin a migui da'aza? That's not clear. It's not really a birr, because some people wouldn't be mazed. We can't say we know for sure he's saying the truth, because otherwise he would have said the other taina, because maybe he doesn't want to be mazed. On the other hand, maybe he doesn't mind being mazed. So it's a suffix. A suffix works for mammon. You can be a machzik mammon misuffix. But when you have a chiyuv shvuah, like we said before, then you need a birr. A suffix is not good enough. So in other words, a regular migui is more like a vaday, and that would work for shvuah as well. But a migui, the ha'aza, is more like a suffix. A suffix works for mammon, not for shvuah. That's what the Tumim says. Now, there's a famous shtickle for Rabbi Chanan in Kaivet Shirim Beis, Simon Beis. He says like this. He says, the Velz Chakira, what's a migui? Is a migui a birr? Is a migui that we know you're saying the truth, because if you'd be lying, you would have said better. You would have said the lie that we would believe you. So maybe you have a birr that you're saying the truth. Or you could say another pshat a migui. Brings a lot of different rayas and mishalim. There's a pshat a migui. It's not a raya. The pshat a migui is, because you could have said that taina, so you have the kayach of that taina. It's a kayach a taina. You have the kayach of yena taina. Since you could have won with that taina, so maybe you can win with this taina. You get the kayach of that taina that you could have said. So Zakhya Bachana like this. A migui da'aza, that's not a birr. We don't have a raya that you're saying the truth because you could have said that taina, because you have a reason why you couldn't have said that taina. Maybe a person that's not mayiz. We don't have a birr. But you still have a kayach hataina. You could have said it. Okay, we don't have a raya. We understand. We can't bring a raya from the fact that you didn't say it. It's a raya that you're saying the truth. Because maybe the reason why you didn't say it, maybe you're lying. And you'd rather say this lie because this lie no one knows about and ain't on the mayas. But a kayach hataina you have. Even though for that taina you have to be mayas. But you could have. You could have said that taina and been mayas. You have the kayach hataina. Hazakta, for mammon, a kayach hataina is good enough. Even though the migui was not a birr. But a kayach hatayin is good enough. For shvua, a kayach hatayin is not good enough, because a ter is mechayev a bir. That's the point of a chiyah shvua. A ter is mechayev a bir. A kayach hatayin is not good enough. But when you have a migui without a azah, a regular migui, that's a bir. A bir works with lakam a shvua. A kayach hatayin doesn't. That's Rabbi Chanan's pshat in the sugya.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Myra McClamis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a nonprofit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.